It's been a long winter for us, as well as our vehicles and the roads we drive them on. With us right now is Dan Raskowski. He's the operations superintendent for the Marathon County Highway Department. It's been a long winter for your guys, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Our drivers are getting a little tired.
A lot of snow and more than usual this year, but it also means two problems. Where do you put all the snow, and how much salt do you have left?
On the salt issue, we're cautiously concerned about the reserves we have yet. Depending on what the rest of this winter brings into spring, I'm thinking we'll be okay, but you just never know. Mother Nature's dealing the cards.
And sure, spring may be a month away, but there's a long time between now and then, isn't there?
Correct. Last spring lasted until mid-April, so we're hoping this one comes a little earlier than that.
Any idea how many times you've had to send the crews out this winter compared to a normal winter?
I don't have exact numbers off the top of my head, but I know December and January were pretty brutal. We did catch a little break in February, and it's getting easier now because the sun's getting higher in the sky. The road temperatures are getting a little warmer once the sun comes up, and that's helping us all the way around as far as conserving some salt and being able to clean things up a little faster.
We should probably explain that a little bit because managing the roads is pretty much a science, and if that sun is a little higher, that 1 or 2 degree difference can make a big difference, can't it?
Yes, it can, and the salt works better, too. The warmer the temperatures, the faster the salt will work. So one thing people want to be aware of is if they're driving down a road, especially an east-west road, and they run into a shaded area where the sun doesn't hit the road, they're more likely to encounter some slippery spots or ice.
Have you done any work with some of the other materials, such as beet juice or things like that?
Yes, a good portion of our trucks have what's called a pre-wet system on there, meaning we've got a tank on the back of the truck, so we have an auger that augers out salt or sand salt, but then we'll also pre-wet that with either salt brine if the temperatures are warm, and sometimes it's got some magnesium chloride and some beet juice mixed in with it, too, to help it stick to the salt a little better, and the magnesium helps it cut to a little colder temperature.
And that gives you a little more flexibility on when you can apply that then, right?
It's another tool in the arsenal. It just helps us as the temperatures are colder. It will help the salt to work a little faster and hopefully a little better. One thing is, though, when you get down around zero and below, no matter what you do, the salt really doesn't work very well. So people really need to be cognizant of that. If the temperatures are cold, like they're predicting this weekend below zero, if we would have moisture on the roads, it's just a lot harder to get off.
And we've had plenty of days like that this winter, haven't we?
That's what's been the challenge this winter, is just the extreme cold. It's so many days of that, and it's been hard to try and keep things in ship shape.
And we've also heard from the utilities people telling us that the frost is very deep. It's affecting water lines in many municipalities. Are you having frost issues with the roads?
Definitely more frost heaves on the roads. People have to watch. Some of the two-lane roads are worse than the four-lane, where we've got the roads heaved, and where the culverts are, it has not. And this winter, which the way the challenge has been going with all of the snow, we just haven't had time to get out there and put patches that we typically put on to try and smoothen the road out.
Any advice for the motorists?
Driving is a community event, so your actions affect everybody else in the community. Please slow down. Don't drive with your crews on. Put the cell phone away. You're better off to get somewhere. Then you can talk to people, not while you're driving. And give our trucks plenty of room. We just had another one get hit yesterday down on I-39, south of State Highway 153. Our driver wasn't hurt, but several of the people in the other vehicle were.
And before I forget to ask, salt usage has been up this year. Any idea what the tonnage is on how much salt you go through in a year?
An average year, we're around 9,000 tons on county roads. And we're getting close to that right now, and winter isn't over. So we've still got some in reserve, but we're keeping our fingers crossed. Mother Nature helps us out.
And then even more in addition to that for the I system, right?
Correct, yeah. The state roads, we can go through up to 10,000. The biggest, I think, amount we've ever gone through is like 13,000, and we're over 9,000 tons used on the state road so far this year.
All right. Anything you'd like to add today?
No, everybody be safe out there, and please slow down. That's the biggest factor that you can do to try and get somewhere safely.